Majority of Italians say leftist government has not done enough to prevent coronavirus outbreak. By Chris Tomlinson on March 6, 2020. A poll has revealed that a majority of Italians do not think the leftist coalition government headed by Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has done enough to prevent a coronavirus outbreak. The Ceres Institute poll showed that 53.8% of Italians did not think the leftist coalition of the Five Star Movement and the Democratic Party PD had done enough, while 55.9% said they were not satisfied with the measures that were taken to stop the spread of the virus. The results were also similar for the regional governments, with Italian newspaper Il Giornale reporting that 58.4% of respondents said that their measures put in place on a regional level were not effective. While the majority of Italians are not satisfied with the government's performance, they also do not think that Italy should close its national borders over the issue either. Italians are divided on the issue, with 44.1% in favor of closing the border and 55.9% against it. The survey revealed that over 8 in 10 Italians are not afraid of the coronavirus, with just 15% thinking that the virus will spread across the country. Italy has become the epicenter of the coronavirus in Europe, surging to over 3,000 confirmed cases as of Thursday afternoon, along with 148 deaths as a result of the virus, one of the highest mortality rates outside of China, where the virus originated. Italy has enacted several measures to halt a further outbreak of the virus, including shutting down the country's schools and universities. While the measures have largely been successful, some have attempted to get around them, including an infected 71-year-old man in Milan this week who escaped a hospital in the city, hailing a taxi that took him to his home in Casnago. The man was later apprehended by police, and the driver of the taxi made to self-quarantine as a result of the incident. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.